welcome to the Instagram stories for Friday, March 17th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. The biggest news of the day is that TikTok is now announcing a way for you to refresh your For You feed. If for some reason you feel that the videos being shown to you on your For You feed are no longer relevant or getting you interested in that sort of content, they're announcing a way to refresh your For You feed recommendations. When enabled, this feature allows someone to view content on their For You feed as if they had just signed up for TikTok. The recommendation system will then begin to surface more content based on new interactions. Here's how to actually do it. Open up the settings, select Content Preferences, then choose Refresh Your For You feed. You'll see a screen that says Want to Start Fresh, and it will explain what's involved. And then when you click continue, it says ready to refresh your feed. This action cannot be undone. And then you push refresh. As of recording this briefing, I do not have this option in my TikTok. I did check to make sure I had the latest version of the app, but I will continue checking to see when I have it. And then I'll push that button because I'm excited to see what it will be like as a new TikTok user. Interestingly, in the blog post about this update, TikTok explains a little bit about how their algorithm works and how they address repetitive patterns. For instance, they say that viewers will generally not be served two videos in a row made by the same creator or that use the same sound, and we try to avoid showing people something they've seen before. I'm just going to pause and say that I often see what appears to be the same content as something I've seen before, but it's just a different creator who's doing the exact same thing because it's a trend. So I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on that one specifically. This blog post also details the way TikTok's algorithms look for repetition among themes like sadness or extreme diets. And if multiple videos with those themes are identified, they will be substituted with videos about other topics to reduce the frequency of these recommendations and create a more diverse discovery experience. They detail this in more depth, and I would definitely recommend looking at this blog post. I will link to it in the show notes so you can check it out. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about TikTok breaking off from Chinese parent company ByteDance and what that might mean. So stick around. This episode is supported by Because I Love It, aka Billy. Billy is a social commerce platform that connects social media influencers with brands to sell online. Billy is performance-based, influencer-centric, and works across all social media platforms. Join Billy's 10,000 influencers today. Find out more at becauseiloveit.com. That's becauseiloveit.com. And we're back. Bloomberg is reporting that TikTok is considering splitting from parent company ByteDance if the deal with the United States fails. Here's the bullet points that you need to know to give it some context. First, ByteDance as a company was valued at $220 billion in a recent transaction. TikTok's U.S. business could be worth $40 to $50 billion. Okay, a little bit of context. Over the past few months, and actually the past couple of years, I've talked extensively about how much scrutiny TikTok is under because of its Chinese ownership, and people are concerned that that could lead to manipulation or spying by China on Americans, and TikTok has been working to address this fear more specifically over the past couple of months. I don't want to get too political on this podcast, but I will say that previously I reported on a story about American employees of TikTok and Chinese employees of TikTok who were able to share consumer data about specific journalists that they wanted to target, which seems to indicate that people in China can access data about US TikTok users, which they should not be able to do. With that context, TikTok is undergoing a national security review by the Committee on Foreign Investment. And last year, they agreed to implement a number of changes in a plan that TikTok is calling Project Texas. The proposal includes bringing in American tech giant Oracle to host US user data and review TikTok software, as well as appointing a three-person government-approved oversight board. Many of the steps that I just outlined there are already underway. As that process has gone on, though, it's stalled. And that has left TikTok unsure of whether its plans will be sufficient to continue operating in the United States. members of the committee from the Justice Department have been unwilling to accept TikTok's proposal, according to people who are familiar with the matter. Here's a quote from the spokesperson from TikTok. Neither a ban of TikTok nor a divestiture of TikTok from ByteDance does anything to address national security concerns about data transfers. Under Project Texas, TikTok data for our U.S. users would be held to a significantly higher security standard than any comparable American company. End quote. In reading about this topic of whether or not TikTok is sharing data, whether or not your data is secure, I came across a really interesting article on Gizmodo. We found 28,000 apps sending TikTok data. Banning the app won't help. That's the title of the article, and the apps that it lists include games like Mobile Legend, Bang Bang, Trivia Crack, and Fruit Ninja, along with photo editors like Vasco and Canva, lesser-known dating apps, weather apps, Wi-Fi utilities, and a wide variety of other apps in nearly every category. And the reason that they are problematic is that they use the TikTok SDK. If you are not familiar, that means Software Development Kit, and it's likely used for functions like ads within TikTok, logging in, sharing videos from the app, and so forth. There's way too much to cover in this very short, which is now getting too long, podcast, but I will link to this article in the show notes. It is long, but it is definitely worth the read. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. I may do a weekend episode, depends how it goes, but either way, be back on Monday for Mossary Monday. Thanks for listening.
Instagram news got you covered, sometimes even TikTok. Relevant platforms in the metaverse ahead of the wave, without a break or a pit stop, still waiting for Zuckerberg to give me the big job.
Pause.
Use trademarks and logos with Insta's permission, of course. If you like the show and gain some good info, maybe leave a review. It's a type of applause. Just drop me a message if you want to collab. If you've got some good content or you want to run ads, at Daniel Hill Media is where I am. TikTok, Facebook and Instagram.